Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I ducked, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we bust. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic.
That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic.
Must be a St. Thomas thing.
Welcome, everybody. Good evening to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. Speak on it live. This is the Lauder Hill Legend here coming to you live on another Thursday night at 9 p.m. Here with my co-host, Celebration, and my boy, Cornell. We're back to talk about sports and entertainment. I know we did have to take a brief reprieve for the last 2 weeks, so FEMA need to pay them bills. But we are back from Hurricane Irma. We got a whole lot to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the state of the University of Miami football. Of course, we'll be talking about the NFL and Colin Kaepernick's effect on the NFL with kneeling down and how it's having a ripple effect now with television and advertising and endorsement. Also, we'll talk about the NBA, Dwayne Wade moving over to the Cleveland Cavaliers, which I think is a smart move and a great move for his career. And Rick Pitino taking money from the NCAA, taking money from Adidas or whomever he took it from, which is just, you know, just another a small microcosm of amateur sports, if you ask me. But, again, I'm getting into opinions. And also we got the one segment of the show that everybody loves. I don't like to use this term in 2017, but it is put it this way, it's the clown of the week with Cornell. I call it that. We'll just call him the clown of the week.
We didn't get that drop saying coon of the week. They be cooning
again,
though.
Like,
it's okay.
Like I said, it's the clown of the week with Cornell.
All right.
Also, in breaking news, we want to talk about Cam Newton and his comment towards a female reporter from the Charlotte Observer the other day during a press conference. Shout out to Charlotte. That's where I was born, by the way. Shout out to the whole Montgomery Gillespie family. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my granddaddy, too, RIP, that played in the Negro League.
Mine did too.
That's right. My grandfather played in the Negro League. You know, some people don't seem to believe that, but you know,
we still ain't verified that yet. But you know.
Ain't got to verify it because I had the jersey.
We got receipts.
I don't need to verify
that.
I had one too. I got it from the Brown Mom.
We ain't
listening.
I got mine from the closet at my grandmama's house. It had been sitting there for years. Anyway, people, that's a inside thing. We're gonna play a little bit of music. We're gonna pay some bills, and we will be right back in 2 minutes or so as we can get this show on the road. Another great week here at Speak On It Radio again, Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, Speak On It 11 Live with the Lotta Hill Legend. Thank you.
Let the band deal with this. In my age style. Old school. Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Fogo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, smoke some weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my bogan boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
blue
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the mess, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they ain't feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Shit, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit.
Everybody, we back with another great night here on speakonit.com. Excuse me, blog. I keep saying that. My bad. blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. Listen up, everybody. Before we get into it, let me make sure everybody knows now. Please, you can call in at 929-477-3686. Again, that's 929-477-3686. We're going to start the show off tonight. We're going to talk about the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, his effect on everybody.
Cleon.
To advertise. Now, here's what I want to say, and before we get started, y'all just feel free to chime in whenever you're ready. But before we get started, let me say this. Colin Kaepernick has not said anything, at least I have not seen a quote from him in like ages or whatever. So now what it's doing, his effect is now permeated and to use layman's term, is soaking through everyone else within the NFL. Now you got people losing endorsements, you got teams losing, people burning jerseys, burning season tickets, all of this kind of stuff. I mean, we basically got a panel on the line tonight, so y'all want to, anybody want to comment on it, go on and let me hear it. But that's kind of where we want to go with tonight. I mean, what effect is this having on you personally? And what effect is it having on, do you think it's going to have on the NFL economic-wise or viewership-wise or whatever? Anybody?
Go ahead, Cleon.
I ain't commenting on it no more. That's a wrap.
Cleon.
That's a wrap for me. Yeah.
Nah,
you
can't use
it.
Why? You can't, come on.
This is like when Brett Favre was trying to debate whether he was coming back. It was just so overplayed. Just goodness gracious.
Oh, I mean, who overplaying it? Colin Kaepernick or the media?
Oh,
Well, first of all, us right here on Speak On It. I mean, well, this has been a topic here for us for the last
We were ahead
four
of the
shows?
Curve. We were ahead of the curve. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they talk about it every day on sports talk, on these shows, these debate shows. But I mean, it's I doubt if he ever played. But like I said, you know, when you protest something, you got to be willing to give up something. So it might have cost him his career. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, my personal opinion, I think all this kneeling and all that stuff, it's done. They done changed the whole narrative.
Exactly. I can agree with that.
So it's like, what are y'all doing? I mean, are y'all protesting?
It's almost like
what Kaepernick stood for. Or are you protesting against Donald Trump? What are y'all doing?
Just say it, man. It's almost like it's fashionable, man.
It's like a fad.
Yeah, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Now you got a couple come guys on. That steer true to it. You got a couple guys on the Dolphins, Kenny Stills and two other guys.
Well, Michael
Bennett, everybody else,
Michael Bennett, somebody who's been a victim of that type of behavior that Colin was trying to bring to light. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, guys like that. Yeah, without a doubt. I said I wasn't gonna speak on it, but I guess it's what the show's about.
But once I seen, you know, people were saying he was gonna get signed once people got hurt,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
People that got hurt and they signed Brandon Wheaton to, then he get signed to Tennessee. Even Jay Cutler. That's you know
he
what
can
the Dolphins coach
he
need
can
to
go
be,
now.
The Dolphins coach need to be fired for that.
He can go now.
You took Jay Cutler, who was already mentally retired. Hold on.
He can leave or he can go.
Yeah, he took Jay Cutler, who was already mentally retired.
Are you saying retired?
Yeah,
saying
of
retired?
Course he's going to come back.
Okay.
He's going to come back. And you don't change. You keep the same offense that you run for 10 years. Which would have been more suitable for Kaepernick because you're running the spread offense.
But I can kind of see why he picked Cutler, and I'm not justifying
why?
Picking Cutler
what?
Over.
You tell me why?
I can see why. Well, they had history.
Why?
They
well,
had
okay,
history.
They got
history.
But you running a different. You didn't change the playbook. You kept you running the same offense like you got Tannehill back. You got a
the
drop
best
back quarterback
he
running the spread us.
The best season he ever had was with that guy, though.
I understand that, but
I mean,
you think it was in that offense?
Which wasn't a great season. Which wasn't a great season. Let's just be completely honest. That's a,
yeah,
the best
they
season
didn't even
he ever
make the
had.
Playoffs.
It wasn't a great season. Now, so
I think they were 7-9 and 6-10.
No, statistically for Cutler, that was a great season for him. I didn't say the team. I'm talking about the individual. And of course, I know it's a team sport and all that good stuff. But statistically, that year Cutler had one of his best seasons with him. That's true. Now, again, I'm not saying, see, I don't want to go against y'all's narrative, and I don't want to be on my own show and end up being the coon of the week on my own show. So I ain't gonna go against y'all's narrative.
To be honest, I don't have one this week. I ain't been paying attention. I don't even have one this week.
You can always get Donald Trump. You can always
oh, no. You got to be. You got to be one of the.
You got to be a person of color.
Yeah.
You got to be a person of color.
You
got
to demean somebody
right.
of your own race. See, that's why I don't think
right.
that mess. But I'm not gonna get into that. Now let me finish making my point. I'm not gonna go against y'all's narrative, okay? In the words of Steve Davis, this is y'all's narrative. Mm-hmm. But so I'm not gonna go against that totally because. Signing Kaepernick might have been a decent thing to do, but let us not forget that signing Kaepernick now at this point comes with a whole lot. And as a owner, a team president, or whatever you want to call it, are you ready to deal with all this? Because it's going to be a media circus now.
Well, I understand that, but if it works,
why is it going to be? Why would it be a media circus? He already said if he would sign. He would stand, so everybody
well,
else.
Well, you know they go. You know they still going. They
so everybody
going.
Else would be, you know.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't matter what you say. It's still going to be a me. Let me tell you something. From a business point of view, I don't think any business owner or any CEO wants a media circus at all. For anything.
No.
Look at the Cam Newton thing right now. You think the Carolina Panthers?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and I don't think that's warranted, but do they really want that? You know,
they got it.
I say, look at the Cam Newton thing. Look at Cam Newton right now. Do they really want that? Do they want that? I mean, you don't want a media circus. You don't. I mean, they say,
well,
you know, all
you know, it cure all that, man. You know, it cure all that. You got to win games.
What? Yeah, you got to win games.
What? Once you start winning. Ain't nobody paying no attention to what you said yesterday.
It's called assets and liabilities. The two things that didn't get Mr. Kaepernick signed by the Miami Dolphins was, number one, Adam Gase was the coach, and he had a familiarity with Jay Cutler. Number two, and not too far behind, was he pissed off the entire Cuban community.
Cuban community.
Those are the two things that didn't
get
signed
about
with the Dolphins.
Now, once I saw that, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but once I saw that, I knew he wasn't getting signed. Remember, I said that here on this show. I told you that on this show. I said,
here's the thing.
Once he had on that shirt, you not get, he ain't getting signed, not in South Florida.
Okay. Okay. I understand that. But if he'd have had on a shirt that offended black people, you think they would have gave a damn? How come the black fan don't matter to nobody in there?
Well, I know the answer you're looking for. And I know,
well,
and that's
I know
probably
that.
The correct answer. But also,
I guess we ain't spending the money.
That's what I'm going at. How many of us you know really got season tickets and really got the NFL ticket? Think about this now.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of us got the NFL ticket now.
I mean, you look at people like people on Facebook, and this guy, his name always comes up for whatever reason on this show. I mean, you look at people like the ignorant folks like Julian Thomas.
Oh,
you
call the name, Tommy.
You know, people that look here, this is the Keep It Real Hour. I'm not worried about that. I'm cut from a different cloth. Look here, let me let everybody know something about me, please. I'm cut from a different cloth, okay? So, I ain't my time for this.
Tell it.
All right. I'm just going to say it like it is. You look at people like Julian Thomas that sit up there on social media and proclaim that he's boycotting this and boycotting that. What are you boycotting besides turning your TV off? You didn't have the
right.
NFL ticket. You didn't have season tickets. So your dollar was nothing in the first place. And that's all I'm saying.
He wasn't even a blip on a Nielsen. He wasn't even a blip on a Nielsen race, huh?
He wasn't a blip on
a Well, I'm watching football. Right? I'm watching the Tampa Bay and New England games.
I'm watching the Dolphins' first pick next year, Lamar. I'm watching the Dolphins' first pick, Lamar Jackson, right now. It's a bunch of football on. It's
they ain't
gonna
pick him. There's no way they're not gonna pick him. Watch what I say. They would not pick him.
It's three football games and whatever the Heat call themselves doing, getting blown out by 20 right now. But anyway,
if you're going to get a quarterback anyway and switching speeds a little bit, if you're going to get a quarterback from the NCAA, you need to get that boy from USC. That's the quarterback to get. And I've been telling you all this.
Tommy.
I've been telling y'all this.
He's a fake and a fraud.
That boy got the personality of a rock. You hear me? He got the personality of a rock. Yeah.
His personality. Happy birthday. But I'm looking at text messages I'm getting. Listen, that quarterback from USC is going to be the number one pick, and that quarterback right there
he's going to be a bust.
But so, how can you say this?
Since Carson Palmer, what was the good USC quarterback?
That don't
UCLA.
Have nothing to do with him.
Oh, are you talking about Sam Darnold? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Darnold.
You're not
number
talking
one
about
pick,
Josh
man.
Rose.
Is he a fake and a fraud?
Y'all watch football, you know this.
I think he's a good. I like the kid from Wyoming better than him, but you know. So if I had to pick one of the two, I'd pick the kid from Wyoming first. Yeah.
If y'all put Lamar Jackson at receiver right now, he'd be the number one pick.
I ain't saying I wouldn't take him as a quarterback. Not Lamar Jackson.
He'd be the number one pick over the kid from Oklahoma State. How much football you watching?
Listen, you ain't getting no more better athletic ability than Lamar Jackson. Numero uno. Number one, if you put him at receiver. But at quarterback in the NFL, no. Because the NFL don't play his style of game. It ain't his fault. If the NFL game was
you
like
know who
you
remind
game,
me of? You know who you remind me of? A better version of Pat White.
Nah, I can't go there. Pat White was horrible.
Not in college.
Pat White wasn't that hot, man. He wasn't that good, man. I ain't like that. You like Pat White?
He got drafted.
He did get drafted. You got a point right there. He got drafted. That's a good one there. He got drafted.
Do your homework. The kid from Wyoming is a better prospect than all of them throwing the football.
Watch him, Tommy. He rarely complete a pass over 5 yards, man.
Are you serious? Yeah. Did you see how this fucking throw a 30-yard out?
Did you watch that game last week?
I watched it. They lost.
That's what's gonna make Tom Brady a Hall. That's what made Tom Brady a Hall of Famer.
Well,
dunk.
Yeah, but
that's what made him a Hall of Famer.
That's right. You throw that 30-yard out. That's it. Can you throw the 30-yard out?
Well,
that's it.
Good Lord.
Who God willing, we're gonna have this conversation next week.
We surely will. Switching topic. Quickly before me and because me and Cornell we get into let's get on something that me and Cornell at least agree. Well, we might not agree upon this. The state of the University of Miami. This is the biggest week in if you're a University of Miami football fan and a Florida State football fan, this is the biggest week for you right here. You got FSU versus Miami game on Saturday. What time they starting the game? 3:30. They
3:30.
Time or what? 3:30, which to me is prime time. That give me enough time to sleep in, get some yard work done, and get ready for the game. So, game is at 3:30. We got a quarterback at the University of Miami, who, in my opinion, will not beat the Florida State Seminoles. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to say that. And I'm going to say his name. I don't care if his daddy listening, because I heard his daddy had some comments for me. Yeah, his daddy had some comments for me last week. Like
if
I
a daddy's getting mad,
well,
Tom,
I'm going to tell you
mad
like
a
this,
little
Tom.
Mad.
Yeah, he made it.
He was big mad and mad.
He was laughing. He went all the way to big mad. It was like a small thing to a giant.
He was little mad. Okay.
For the second
it was like
time.
A small thing to a giant.
For the second game, after three games, I get a B. A B.
I'm sorry.
Give him a B.
Sir, if he would not go to Tallahassee,
I get it. Here's the thing, Tommy. This is the thing. Once you set on not liking somebody, I don't care what they do, it ain't going to change your mind.
Give me an example. That's 100% right. That's 100%.
Give me an example on that. Give me, because I didn't like LeBron James, but I changed my mind about it.
Even when somebody show you the facts, somebody could put facts right in your face, and if you personally don't like him, it don't matter.
You like LeBron James only when he went to the Heat. As soon as he left, you was back to disliking him again. What are you talking about?
I still root for LeBron.
No, I'm talking about.
I can't deny his talent.
Even
when
the
facts are presented.
Yeah, I'm talking about the host. Yeah, even when the facts are presented. Exactly. I'm talking about the host.
Even when the facts are presented.
Listen, LeBron James.
Tommy, this kid. Hold on, Tommy. We're going to get off the subject. Oh, you ain't going to get away from this.
No.
In three games, the boy threw one pick.
Huh. What teams did he play? What were the names of
the teams?
The one that was on the schedule?
The team that was?
No. That's not what I asked. Let's be fair. We're having a good conversation here. Let's name the teams he played. He played Bethune-Cookman. Okay. In Florida, you know what that is? For those of you that are listening, Florida high school football goes up to 8A. Bethune-Cookman plays 9A football. That's what that is. That's a step above high school.
He done pissed off the whole black college football.
Who's the second? The second team is who? Who's the second team he played?
Toledo.
He played Toledo. Toledo is a step above, below the level that University of Miami plays on. We can agree on that, correct? Am I right?
They're mid-major.
Yeah.
They're mid-major. That's what they are. That's the truth.
Mid-major.
So that's what they are.
They just played.
I gotta admit,
you almost had, because you know I called you and told you the guy ain't no good.
Who's the third team they played?
Duke.
Okay, half of those kids out there playing for Duke are gonna be their doctors later on or their lawyers. Okay, those aren't football players. So don't give me this about they've beaten somebody.
So what makes you think they're not going to beat a Florida State team with a true freshman playing quarterback? Dalvin Cook ain't there.
Let me give you some names. Let me give you some names. Why? Tavares McFadden, Brian Burns.
Who is that?
What's the kid that went to Godby, Cleon? Jacob Pugh. Let me give you some more names.
So you mean to tell me,
Tommy, this is what you're telling me. Because Florida State just barely beat Wake Forest last week. So you telling me Wake Forest and Miami on the same level. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying that it is very hard for during rivalry week for a brand new quarterback to go into Tallahassee and win. If I do that, hey, listen, that boy going there and win, I'll drive to Tallahassee and get a gut.
Who you hate the most, Tommy, was the last quarterback to beat Florida State in Tallahassee.
Well, it is a team sport, isn't it?
Oh, come on now.
Oh, my goodness,
man. Hold on, Tommy. It's a team sport.
He ain't even straddling the fence. He's just jumping back and forth right now.
If it's a team sport, why you think the one quarterback going the quarterback from Miami, Malik Rocha, he don't have enough team to beat Florida State.
Hey, man, listen here, man. I was pretty much raised up from the age of 13, 14 around the Michael Irvin family, man. I'm a University of Miami fan in my heart. Shout out to Derek Irvin, Kenny Taylor, Sean Sands, the whole family, Nola Carter, man. I was raised around there. So I'm a University of Miami fan, but I'm also a realist. Cornell, that boy ain't a good quarterback, man. I'm telling y'all what I'm seeing.
And Florida State really is not a good team.
And listen, Chris Gibson, with all of his football knowledge and everything, he say, Tommy, if you say a quarterback ain't good, he said, I got to sit back and look at that. I say, I'm telling you, Chris. This boy ain't been tested. You're not going to go. What does that stadium seat? 80, 90,000 or whatever it is.
Let me ask you this, Tommy. Out of them 80,000, how many of them going to be on the field? What is this field?
Hey, man, look here. I know you got jokes and all of that, man. But you know what I'm talking about, man. You got 80,000 people doing that.
What Florida State quarterback do? They don't
Blackman?
Have a good team,
Tommy. I'm gonna say one thing about Blackman, Cornelia. We gonna go to break. I'm gonna say one thing. He's from the muck. You never ever go against anybody from
the
muck.
We're gonna take
a quick break, man. I'm gonna read a couple of these text messages that we got, and before we go on break, I got a couple. I won't say who it's from. We got LOL, you clowning Cookman, number two. I got another one. Tommy, you crazy. Talking about you cut from a different cloth. You hilarious.
Yeah, you going to get your ass tore, too.
And then we...
Hey, big man.
We got a Chris Gibson fan on the line, too, talking about Chris Gibson. Hey, Chris, man, somebody around. You got a fan out there. They talking about you, Chris. All right, so we're going to go to a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'll be talking to
Cornell when we come back. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to go to a real short break. All right, y'all, we back. This is live. Again, it's
www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonatheleft.
That other radio show. All right, this is the real radio show. And I don't have to say who that other radio show is. This is the real deal right here. Again, it's a lot of here legend live back with Celebration, Cornell, and Cleon, and be back on another Thursday night. We just wrapped up talking about the University of Miami. Malik Rozier, who is the quarterback for the University of Miami, who has done a phenomenal job. I mean, I got to give him credit. He has done a phenomenal job playing against the likes of Bethune-Cookman, Toledo, and Duke. Amazing. I mean,
I tell you what, this you right here, you got it from me. The score tomorrow will be 28-17 Miami.
I know you meant just for the listeners. Just for the listeners, I know you meant Saturday, right? You meant Saturday.
Yeah.
The score of the game be 28. Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, just for the listeners. Okay, 28. Okay. This is what I'm going to call
it.
Now this is what I'm going to call, and I'm going to predict the University of Miami win, but I'm going to predict the win. Somebody got to take the phone away from their mouth. Somebody.
Okay, because somebody making some strange noises.
Yeah. You got to move your phone back, somebody. Talk with it on speaker. I'm going to predict the University of Miami to win, but it's going to be a close one. I'm going to go like 14-10 because of the weather. I think the weather's going to be real muggy. I don't know if you remember that game. I think it was back in, what was that, 03 with Sean Taylor?
Oh,
Yeah. I think the weather's going to be like that, and it's going to kind of slow down because you got two young quarterbacks, you know. But like I say, that boy from the muck, anybody from the muck, I can't go against nobody from the muck.
I see he gonna be. I'm gonna tell you that he gonna be pretty good. And what's gonna happen is after this game here, when they 1-3, he gonna take off. Cause you can see he got it on.
Oh yeah,
and. Next year, Francois?
He's
going to be a quarterback controversy next year.
All right, well.
Because you know, Burton is redshirt, you. You can't redshirt.
Yeah, you surely can. He's a hell of a player, man. He comes from an area, right quick, for all of you all that are listening. He comes from an area in southern, southwestern Palm Beach County, man, that's pretty desolate area, Belgrade, Florida. At one point, it was had the highest per capita rate of AIDS in the country.
AIDS.
Yeah, in the country at one point, you know. And it's a pretty desolate area, small town, you know. But they play some hellfire football. You know, you got people like Fred Taylor come out of that area, the Muck, Anquan Bolden, just to name some of the big names. So just something to think about. You know, those kids are very hungry that come from that area. I remember Bobby Bowden said he'd fill his whole roster with people from the Muck if he could. So just something to think about. Switching speeds for a second. On to the NBA, the sport of champions. Dwayne Wade, the worst dresser in America, but my favorite basketball player. Currently my favorite active basketball player. Because we know Allen Iverson is my favorite player ever, but... My favorite active basketball player has now moved on from Chicago Bulls, the hometown of my sister. Shout out to Vanessa, and has moved on to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he is reunited with the number one player in the universe, LeBron James. Did he have a chance to come to Miami? Because I was wondering.
He had a chance, but I mean. Honestly,
Miami had the most money out of everybody. To sign him.
Yeah, they would have gave him $4 million?
4.8. Yep, they had the most money.
I really didn't want him to come back to Miami. Look what I don't want you starting in Miami. You got some young kids out there.
You didn't want him starting in Miami.
No, I wouldn't have sat Deion Waiters down for Dwayne Wade. No.
Really? You think Dwayne Wade should come off the bench?
In Miami, yeah.
He's a Hall of Fame player, sir.
Okay, I can't start you for what you did. I gotta start you for what you're doing.
You know, are we ever going to agree on anything about sports?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. I mean, I wish he'd never went there to Chicago in the first place. Because I mean, it's something about a Hall of Famer playing for all those teams that's not named Michael Jordan. You know, we all know why Mike moved. We all know why Mike moved like he did when he did. But no, I just think and even Dwayne Wade said it. He felt like he would be stunting some players' growth, and he wanted to see, because he is a Miami fan still at heart. He wanted to see how they could grow from that 30-11 from last year. So he didn't even want to be a distraction for it. You know, he didn't want to have to put the pressure on them of saying, okay, he needs to be a starter. Or whatever the case may be. Dragic had a great summer over in the European League, so him playing point guard was out. I mean, Waiters, is he probably a better basketball player than Waiters, or whatever the boy's name is, 56 nights out of the 82, probably, but can he play better with the team? You understand what I'm saying? So I agree to that.
Okay. What I would like to see is when he get ready to retire, hey, sign him to a 1-day contract, retire to Miami. But you don't need to bank in the uniform to play ball.
No, man.
Well, he's not going to stay in Cleveland. If LeBron leaves, he's not going to stay in Cleveland. So the end is near. So
Dwayne
if LeBron leaves, Wade won't stay.
Dwayne Wade is worthy of a Kobe-like farewell. He might not be, but he's the closest thing Miami ever see. In South Florida, you can name two, in my opinion, two true South Florida greats that did it for multiple years.
You can name one.
Who?
And that's Dwayne Wade, because Dan Marino ain't bring us nothing but a bunch of numbers. Don't give him no
come
pass.
Come on, man. Dwayne, don't give him no pass.
Hey, man,
on,
I'm 43, man, and I ain't seen the championship in Miami never in my lifetime.
Man, come on, man. Hey, man, come on. The man is a Hall of Famer, man. You get
yeah,
so
you're
far
a Hall of
away.
Famer. But you ain't bring us no championship, so don't put him in the same breath with Dwayne Wade. Well, he brought us three rings to the city.
The Miami Dolphins wouldn't be the franchise they are without Dan Marino, sir.
And what franchise? They built
a whole city because of Dan Marino. Do you know what that means? Can you imagine that?
Are you serious?
Am I lying, though? Am I lying?
Yeah.
They built a city because of him. The city of Western Florida, man. Everybody that's out there listening.
Hey, did he bring a championship in return for that?
It ain't his fault they didn't have a running game. They don't want
Hey, man, I don't want to hear it. Hey, it wasn't George Bush fought the housing market crash, but everybody blamed him. So when you the head man, you're going to get the credit and you're going to get the blame. Don't give me that.
Yeah, you got that right. That's right. So Dwayne Wade is back in a NBA uniform, this time for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It'd be very interesting to see if he'll be in the starting lineup or not. Hopefully so. I think he and LeBron James, I think he got a couple more bullets in this.
I think he got about two more years. This year and next year, and he'll be out of it.
All right. We winding down. Celebration, your entertainment news. OJ is free. You want to tell everybody about the juice? The juice is free. The juice is loose.
Oh, yeah, the juice is loose. Everybody was super excited to see OJ get his walking papers. He was supposed to be released at midnight, I believe, or on the 1st, but they made him wait until the afternoon, and they released him on the 2nd. So now our boy OJ is trying to sue the state of Nevada for breaching a contract and have him released by a certain time. So we really hope that OJ makes some change, even though his guaranteed pension, you know, he's straight. The families can't sue him and try to take that away from him. So he's not going to be broke, you know.
Well, Shelly, this is what I heard this, you know, from TMZ. They know the Goldens. Now, if he earned anything outside of his pension from the NFL, they are supposed to be entitled to it, and they haven't collected a dime off of it.
They're not
they
to,
OJ,
from off of the
they,
other assets, off of his
right.
other assets. Okay.
Right.
Well, they definitely can't touch his pension, though.
TMZ said they got pictures of OJ in the hotel room charging people to sign autographs off the rent, and that's a violation of the federal law. So,
oh,
OJ,
my God.
You end up making deal.
OJ, I'm going to need you not to be breaking the law, man. You just got paroled. Like, bro, can you stay out of jail, like, for 5 minutes, please?
Look, OJ don't need no money. Do y'all realize
he don't need it.
$19,000 a month?
I thought it was $33,000 a month. I didn't know it was 19. I read someplace that he was supposed to be receiving 30. Wow.
He's a freedom fighter now. He's one of my favorite freedom fighters.
Multiply that times 12 times.
And he's sitting pretty. He should be able to do well.
He a little over 20 a year. I mean, that ain't a whole lot of money, though.
What, $19,000 a month for 12 months?
Old?
It's $228,000 a year, and he's over 70. His hips ain't good. His knees ain't good. He'd be lucky if he could still walk. I think he should be all right with $228,000 a year. Like,
money long.
Y'all act like he's breaking the bank. You know,
money ain't broke.
But tell me, the thing is, any money that he earns, the Goldman family and the Brown family supposed to get it because he owed them, what, 30-some-odd million dollars?
It's up to 57 now. It's up to 57.
Oh, wow.
They say
well,
he's
sorry,
behind
OJ.
The scenes signing autographs undercover and charging people. They say TMZ got a picture of him in a hotel room signing
autographs. They're trying to violate
OJ
that man
crazy.
And put him back in jail. Yeah.
OJ crazy, I think it's out of hotels. That's the last place I want to go to after that. After
that,
hey,
man, that's how he got caught up in the first place, going to steal back his stuff.
Man, listen, man, we can talk about OJ forever. Let me tell you something. This saga with OJ ain't going to end, I'm sad to say, until he's dead and gone, I believe. Because this man here, he always into something. That remind me of an old NWA song. I'm serious. I'm telling you, the man don't stop, man. He can't sit down. You know,
he can't get and he can't get right for
he
life.
Can't get
that's
right.
He yeah, he can't get
yeah,
right.
Just,
can't
get right.
Can't get right.
He tell the people when they let him out, I don't want to talk. Then let his window down and start talking again.
He did that. I saw that. He said, why are you chasing me? Why are you following me? He was excited to have the little paparazzi looking at him real quick.
He can't help himself, man.
Yeah.
OJ can't help himself. And he's my favorite freedom fighter. Well, he's going to do something stupid again.
Well, you all mentioned that Dwayne Wade got traded to Cleveland. So they have packed their bags from Chicago, and they're heading on their way to Cleveland. He and his superstar wife, Gabrielle Union, shifting gears. But we're excited to see that Wade is going to Cleveland. But sadly, on a sad note for Gabrielle Union, just today she released information that for the past few years she's been trying to have a baby. That's one thing she hasn't been able to do with her superstar basketball boyfriend, now husband, and she's telling the story about her fertilization issues, having in vitro fertilization procedures that have failed for several years. She has a brand new book out called I Think We'll Need More Wine for that. And that's written by Gabrielle Union, who we know from TV, being Mary Jane. So that wraps up my entertainment bit. We've had so much entertainment in the news lately, just watching all the football players and coaches, Ray Lewis, taking two knees instead of one 2 weeks ago.
Ain't nothing
so, yeah.
wrong with that. What's nothing wrong with him doing that?
What's your opinion on that? What do you think?
There ain't nothing wrong
he
with
was
that.
The clown of the week. Now he's on both knees. What was that about?
Well, ain't nothing wrong with him doing that. I mean,
he said he was praying to God in the midst of turmoil. Is what he said. He was praying to God in the midst of turmoil. That's why he took two knees.
Well, I don't know what
that's
the
why everybody
was.
Should see his mouth.
Oh my God!
Hey, they just need him talking about football, man. Don't ask him nothing but football.
Hey, look,
but he tried
it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The man can do what he want to do, man. But again, I don't want to get on y'all against y'all narrative now. But,
he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. A heretic.
In what way?
He's came out against Colin Kaepernick kneeling. Remember, he had his words of advice for his good buddy. Remember when he came out saying that he was bad for the league brand and he should, you know, basically say yes to Massa and do what Massa say. Well, now, just last month, not Sunday, but Sunday before last, the Sunday before last, he was there on both knees with the whole team. Now, everybody wants to take a knee or something. And as we said earlier, I think it's just the trend. They just wanted to make sure that NFL didn't lose viewership.
Well,
that
ain't
that
the biggest thing, Sally. Sally, the biggest thing is, you know, he get on TV and he get to talking all this religious and church stuff. And then he'll say he got six kids. Ask him how many baby mamas he got. How many of them?
And Samosa. Didn't he get
in
Atlanta?
What
that
got to do with
what
he doing?
Don't come on TV with all this preaching stuff.
Now
he got six baby mamas.
Right.
Probably.
But why
I don't
got,
know,
but
he got six kids. Cut it off,
man.
Now, Cordell, what that got to do with
don't be on TV with all that. It's evil in this world, and we got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And until we come back to God,
raw dog, come on, Ray.
Ray, isn't that what y'all pastors do? Now let me stop. Let me be quiet. Let me be quiet.
I don't know how many baby mamas he got now. I don't know how many baby mamas he got.
A lot.
But I guarantee you, with all that religious talk, in the midst of all his praying and going to church, he ain't married not one of them.
Ooh,
hey,
I just wanted to mention.
He brings that stuff into the sports world with all this.
He did
I
that
see
to
them
himself.
On Chris Carter, and they got a new show on Fox. I see him on there, and he did it talking about, I rebuke anybody for going against me. And I'm man, get out of here, man. Get out of yourself,
hey,
man.
We need to do like Shannon Sharp did. Did y'all see Shannon? He pulled out a Black and Mild on y'all. So we need to go and pull out a Black and Mild on Ray Lewis so he'll just calm down and knock
He pulled out a black and mild. That is the lowest form of tobacco. I mean, you shouldn't
that's
smoke
anyway.
That's not
a real cigar, my friend.
You shouldn't be smoking anyway. You know
right,
what?
Right.
It's an oxymoron calling that a cigar. That's not a cigar.
And he pulled out a black, though. There's some social significance to the fact that he pulled out a whole black and mild. and then it dangled off his lip.
And y'all sat there and ate it up. Y'all loved every minute of it.
I laughed so hard. I fell out.
He did it for the hood one time. All right, Shannon, you cool with me. That's my man right there.
That right there could not have been scripted. He was the only one that knew about that. They gonna
see the look on that face, man.
They didn't understand.
He ain't gonna be on that long.
Say, what is that? That's from Rite Aid?
Yeah, that's what had me crying right there. What is that? What is that? A wood chip?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Shannon gonna get fired.
He gonna get fired. You think? I don't think so.
Because he too black.
He's the kind of dude
that's unapologetically black.
He's not apologizing.
At what point are we gonna get to the elephant in the room about Cam Newton? I'm only here for them comments today.
Go ahead.
What about
now,
Cam Newton?
Story.
You got 3 minutes.
The tweet.
What I'm saying, yeah. This female reporter, okay, is offended by the fact that Cam Newton laugh because he talked about her running routes. Now, Celebration, I mean, I've never been a woman, so you got to help us on this one. But,
all right.
But before that, back in 2012, there was numerous tweets from this young lady talking about how funny it was that her dad, when they're passing through the Navajo community, was making racist comments. She's on her Twitter talking about how funny it is and racial comments for days. She's glorifying that, but yet she's offended. I just think that people find just want to be offended nowadays. That's just the bottom line of it. Cam Newton,
well,
I didn't grow up with women playing football. At no point, I remember when Dillard High School had a female football player, I guess our junior or senior year. Yeah.
Big Ronda. Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. That was the closest that I ever came to a female playing football. And
yeah, they say she got hit at practice and she said, Y'all know I'm a girl.
What about the coach for Central, the female football coach? I think she was coaching out at Central in Miami, Bernice, yeah.
That was Jackson, Bernice, South Beach Show.
But
so you want my female perspective on it?
Yeah,
would I take it personally?
Were you offended by that?
No,
yeah.
Not at all, because I grew up around athletes, as we all have discussed several times. I have a lot of athletes in my family, and I think when you look at women like Serena Williams, who is clearly the prototype for the running of one of the best athletes in the world, male or female, you understand what I'm saying?
True.
Serena Williams is up there as one of the greatest athletes ever to live. So if she wanted to get some play in social media or get some news time, get her face out there, I think that was cherry picking. That was something. It was low hanging fruit. It was easy for her to go cry about Cam. But at the end of the day, if he cracked a little joke about her running routes, maybe she don't run routes good. Okay, take it easy, sweetheart. Females play sports, and if you're playing a man's game, you got to deal with a man's, you know, sense of humor. You can't be trying to be being a crybaby at the end of the day if you're not measuring up. So I
personally didn't see it as being sexist. I saw it as somebody being young and stupid and just making an old foolish comment. That's what I saw. Personally.
Well, it cost him money. It cost him.
Yeah.
But you see, why does he have to pay fines for things that clearly everybody else can do?
He's paying no fine. He's not paying a fine. He lost an endorsement.
He's losing endorsement. See, that's where I have a problem with that, and that can spiral into a whole other conversation. But I do feel that our players get harsher punishment.
Well,
no,
you're living in a politically correct world, and you can't say stuff like that because if it's the other way around, and somebody says something like about a black person, like not thinking they know something.
They say and do everything to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, be mad.
When you got that title, Cam Newton, you can't. Come on, man.
Okay.
You got to be smart.
Well, let me, before I have a full-on opinion about the subject, let me read what he said that was so offended. But I,
well,
I
he
was,
it kind of
was
like condescending to the lady.
Did he say something about her femininity or lack thereof? Did he call her
No, he was like, what a woman
he
do
said,
I ask about running past people?
No,
he
said that's funny. That's funny to hear a woman talk about running routes. That's funny.
Yeah,
and then he
that's
went
what
on.
He said.
Okay. Okay.
But
all
and
right,
he said
so,
it in a kind of like a condescending way. And you know you got that feminist movement right now. And
we got a lot
did
of movements going on
movement?
Right now.
Did
he
said
the feminist movement.
The radio,
feminist movement.
Oh,
I don't think it's any more disparaging than what our president called the players' mothers, the mothers of players who take a knee.
No, that was,
he
that
called
was
them,
horrible.
He called them sons of B-words. Now, I don't think what Cam said was nearly as offensive as that. So if we're going to compare things, I think she'll be all right. I think she just wanted some news coverage. That's it.
Jordan Rodriguez. My dad is being super racist as we pass through the Navajo land. Okay, that was on 12/28/12. The next one, Kelsey B, he's the best. Racist jokes the whole drive home. This is the same person.
Wow.
This is the same person.
Now, they ain't going to. I'm surprised.
They're not going to pull that up.
They're probably going to do it tomorrow. They're probably
this is the same person that was offended.
She needs to have a seat. She'll be all right. Cam didn't say anything too bad. I don't think it wasn't that bad.
You got to think before you speak, and that's just that. That's the way I look at it, you know. And he's got a platform now. He's a quarterback. And let's not forget he's in the South, you know. But he's a quarterback of a franchise. You know, he's been to the Super Bowl and a Super Bowl in which he performed at a subpar level and played as if he'd never played football before. But
he performed at a subpar level, or his offensive line performed at a subpar level? And this is coming from an offensive line.
He played horrible in that game.
The man got hit in the mouth 12 different times.
Well, then you know what you do? He's a running quarterback. He needs to take it. He likes to run, right? See, this is why the quarterback from USC will be the number one pick. All right. Hey, we about to get out of here. We actually over our time. We owe money. So we over our time. I'm going to have to close this thing out. Again, this is www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. This is not Sports Dogs. We keep it real here. All right? Keep it real on this one. This ain't Sports Dogs. We keep it real on this thing. This is a thing where you can reach out.
Where's Gunshot, Rod?
If y'all want to go to a radio show, you know, where the commentators all up in your comments and all dancing,
all in the comments,
and all up in there, you know,
all up
throwing
in
all
the
social media.
All
you know,
up
y'all
in the
guest row.
Y'all come over here to guest row.
I'm the guest row.
That's right. Come to guest row. Play the music, chap. That's the perfect time to play the music. Get out of here.
I just come from the
cold. Y'all come on.
This is where it goes down.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow gas and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner 8, 15 minutes.